Oakley, Oakley, let's go, Oakley. Welcome to church. Welcome to the Vine's special children's service leading up to Christmas 2021. All are welcome, not just the children. School is finished for the year. There'll be so many kids in Marion tomorrow. It'll be a classic. Don't go down there. The new Happy Valley Reservoir Reserve is open. Could be fun. Just say the words Reservoir Reserve to yourself. I love those two words going together. The Reservoir Reserve. Fits good. Trevor's already been up to the Reservoir Reserve. He has to get in there. He has to check it all out. And the church was involved as part of the Ranilla Community Market yesterday. And we thank so many people for their help. But now, our service. Light. When you walk out of here today, light is going to mean something special. You can't beat it. You get it? Sorry. Let's get into the Advent wreath. And I hope you notice the incredible display of jacaranda flowers. By hook or by crook, I wanted to get jacaranda on the Advent wreath today. If you don't know, the Advent wreath is a Varel creation, and I really wanted to get jacarandas into it. Jacarandas don't exist very well after you cut them. 1 hour later and they're looking tired and they're feeling as if, I want to be back with my tree. But these have kept going all night and they still look blooming beautiful. So enjoy the jacarandas and enjoy the wreath. Can we have the wreath lit, please, ring genie? Well, maybe not the wreath, the candles. It's always harder when the fans are on.
Good morning, church. Our theme for the third Sunday of Advent is Jesus, the light of the world. Advent season leads us to Christmas Day. We are so close, yet we can't quite see it. Is it because it's too dark? Maybe the lights don't work. Or have we still got our eyes shut? Or have the dazzle of presents blinded us to the true meaning? Why is it that so many people can't see that Jesus is the light of the world? Why do we forget, when things become hard, that Jesus' light shines even in the darkness? Nothing can dim the light of the world. We light the first candle to remind us hope in the truth of God. We light the second candle to remind us to make space in our hearts. And today we light the third candle to joy that comes from the light of the world. I invite you now to pray with me the words that are on the screen. Lord Jesus, Christmas is coming. It is exciting, boring, and uncertain as COVID continues to frustrate many. Many are not sure about border closures. They will miss seeing family from other parts of the country or world. Lord, shine your light of joy into our lives, through this church, through our lives, and into the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Ringini. We're going to sing Here I Am to Worship. We are going to sing, not just we are going to sing. We're going to sing Here I Am to Worship. See if you can think of what the first word is on in the song. The first word that we would sing, verse one, first word, starts with L. What do you reckon? Yes, see, you were correct. You knew it all along. Let's go.
Here we go.
we go. Let's sing.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Over a life spent with you. Here I am.
To a friend, to a neighbour, to an accomplice.
G'day, mate.
How are you?
Yes, again.
I would have it.
Yellow is his crown, that Jesus rides upon. Okay. This next song is called The Colours of Christmas, and just you wait. Besides jacaranda at Christmas, we need to have some other colours. Let me just get them in the right order, if they're not in the right order. Blue, purple, black. This will make very good TV. Black, white. Black is for the white. And light is shining bright.
Look, while he's doing that, I'll just do some notices.
That's a good idea.
Just a reminder that the 26th of December, which is the Sunday, the last Sunday of the year, we will not be here. So we're meeting Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, which is the Friday, the Saturday, and then Christmas, the Sunday, last Sunday of the year, we've decided we're going to give everybody a break. So you can recover from your Christmas Day. There'll still be stuff online from the previous day you can watch if you want to. The other thing is, Rob mentioned Ranelagh Markets. I have to say I got the chance to go along yesterday, and it was a sensational presentation, very professional, looked excellent. I ran out of cash very quickly on our stall, so I've come back today armed with some more. But it looked great. So all those people who packed up, put the effort in, let's give them a round of applause. That was just... and Marge handed me a note, and they said they raised $1,572. And if you're scratching your head for Christmas presents, there's a couple of bikes that are for sale. So kids' bikes. So see Richard afterwards. I reckon that's about all. Thank you, brother.
Now, Kristen, I know you have got everybody settled and quiet and But I'm going to need some people out here. So can I borrow some people if that's okay? Now, this is a song, and when I say the colour, you have to be ready to pick it up. Now, the first song, the first colour will be...
yellow.
Well done. The second colour will be silver. The third colour will be brown. The fourth colour will be green. You're right. So, why don't you stand next to a colour so that when it's time for that colour, you can stand and punch the air. Okay, I'll do brown. Nobody wants brown. Okay, I accept that. Oh, okay. So the song is called The Colours of Christmas. And if you read through the lyrics, yellow is the straw that Jesus lies upon. Silver is the star above the town. Brown the shepherd's feet. They've left the dusty sheep to feed upon the green where it's found. Oh, to feed upon the green where it's found. Disappointingly, Lee Newton, when he wrote this song, he didn't manage to put the word jacaranda in, but that's okay. He did in another song. He's written into another song. So are you guys ready? This is really easy. And when you've finished yours, when you finish the yellow one, you run down here and do black, be ready to do black and pink and all those, okay? So when you finish that one, come rushing down, because all it's going to go is, yellow is the straw that Jesus lied upon, silver, okay? So pick it up. Ready to punch the air. You've got to go like this. What you've got to do is, yellow is the straw, so just pick it up and hold it up high. Play it around. You ready? Grab it. Grab it, grab it, grab the handle part. Yep, grab the handle part. Yep, that's good. You can do two, because some people have got two. There's only one silver, because silver is more precious. I'm impressed with the way you shepherds are keeping your sheep in line. You'll see the sheep later, they're amazing. Bar none. Get, sorry. Okay, ready guys. You ready guys? Take both yellows. That's it. It's obvious that that song was existing in my head a little smoother than it happened, but you did it brilliantly. You can pop the shakers back down along the front, and you can go and sit back down and for a third of a second. That was incredible. If we've got time, we're going to do that again, that's for sure. And Rengini next, is it? Rengini's next, good. If you want lessons in how to make paper shakers, Varel will give them to you for a small charge later on. Oh, one of the sheep. That was one of the sheep.
So we're just reenacting what happened on the very first Christmas. Light shone that night. A quiet, peaceful night in the town of Bethlehem. On a distant hill, voices of shepherds tending to their flock in the darkness. Something was up in the air. Something was stirring in the air. The sheep could sense it because they were baaing so. Then God did something magical. He lit up the whole sky with songs of angels, singing glory to God in the highest. The frightened shepherds were alarmed by the sight. "Peace be upon men," said the angel. "Behold, see what the Lord your God has done for you. Go into the town of Bethlehem, and there you will find a newborn babe lying in a manger. Behold, the light of the world has come. Peace be upon men, your wait is over." Then just as suddenly as the angels appeared in a flash, the incredible light was gone. The shepherds looked at one another and said, "Was that a dream? Did you see what I saw?" Then one said, "Let us go into the town and see if this is actually true." And they hurried, some carrying their sheep, into the sleeping town of Bethlehem. They looked and spoke to anyone around, sharing the good news of what they saw and heard. Some scoffed at them. Few were intrigued. Some even believed and followed him. "Come, let us go and find him. If this is true, it will change everything." There beyond the city gates, a lonely stable where cattle grazed. A bright star shone upon the marking the spot. "Incredible," said one of the shepherds. They came to the manger in haste. Then in awe and wonder, and then in worship. Then right there, they kneeled before him and they worshipped him. The first Noel, there was no lights, there was no Christmas tree, there was not even Santa Claus, no dinner parties, no, not even presents, that only came later. But that first Christmas, it was all about this one thing, this newborn baby in their midst. Behold, the creator of the world lying in a manger. May we have the very same awe and wonder that surpasses all our knowledge and understanding of his incredible gift. God is now living among men. The light has come. Rejoice.
Good morning, all. Lost my earring and everything then. Never mind. Where are we? The first reading this morning is from John chapter 8, verses 2 and 12. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. Jesus, the light of the world. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The second reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So you can tell everybody you've been at a church service today where there were one, two, three, four drummers. And everybody in the congregation had drums in their ears.
Ooh. Boom, boom.
Very good. Boom, boom. Now, you might have heard these words, I am the light of the world. You might have heard them before. Once or twice. Let's sing the song.
I am the light of the world. You people come and follow me. If you follow and love, you'll learn the mystery of what you were meant to do and be. When the song of the angels is still, when the star in the sky is gone, kings and the shepherds have found their way home. The work of Christmas is begun. I am the light of the world. You people come and follow me. If you follow and love, you'll learn the mystery of what you were meant to do.
As we remain standing, as we give to God our offering, let us offer our lives as well. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for the chance to gather together. We thank you for the opportunity to express our love and support for each other. We offer this money, our time, our gifts, our talent, our lives to be used by you this Christmas time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Now, today's prayers for others is going to be a little bit different. So, today I'm going to use pictures. I'm not going to say any words. We're going to have some pictures, and that will be the basis of your prayers, and that I'll invite you to say some prayers around that. And in each slide, there is a particular word that maybe help shape you. So let's, Lord God, as we come to this time, we remember Christmas is a mixture of stuff for everybody. Remember that Australia is a wonderful place, but there's lots of places in the world that are not so fortunate. Lord God, we spend some time in prayer now. So I invite you to look at the screen and offer your prayers. For places where there's conflict, may you bring peace. And next slide. Lord God, in the midst of great poverty, we pray you bring hope. Next slide. Lord Jesus, we think of the pandemic in the world and the ongoing fear that just rolls over us from week to week. Next slide. We think of those loved ones we may not get the chance to meet up with this Christmas, and for many others who have the same experience. Next slide. Lord God, Christmas is often a time of great celebration, and yet sometimes we find ourselves feeling very alone. We ask that the light of your love may shape and surround us, and that we may be able to care and share with others this Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you that God hears all our prayers. Amen.
Okay, the next song we're going to sing is a song that's very, very familiar with lots and lots of people. I'm going to need some help, kids, to play some instruments. This is the orchestra section, guys. Come down over here, play some instruments. You can play your drum. You can play a tambourine, an egg shaker, a shaker, the bells. Play one with each hand if you want to, for goodness sake. So you just guys are sitting here, this is our band area here. So you play, find an instrument. Yep, shaker, bells, hitters, eggs. We've got it, let's go.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Standing up
everywhere I go.
What a brilliant band. Thank you to the band. Pop them away. Go back and sit back down now, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, guys. You're amazing.
Well, please be seated. Yes. Well, today, as you realised, if it's your first time here, surprise, our children's worship service, we do yearly, particularly at this time of year, just to celebrate the children in our midst and also recognise Christmas often seen through the eyes of children, isn't it? So today is going to be a shorter service, all right? So I hope you've prepared yourself for that big shock. Today I'll only have a short message and we'll try and pick up some of the images because the kids will be in as well. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for life and love. We pray that as we celebrate and reflect on Christmas and your love in this world, you'll continue to stir something new in our lives. Amen. So it's Advent 3. So how many sleeps left?
4 weeks.
4 weeks? No, that's too many days. I'll take a better bet. How many days left? 13. I'll accept it. 13. It was close. 4 weeks is close. 13 days, yes. 13 days. Well, there you go, eh? Christmas is coming. So the next slide I've got here, who can tell me what you can see in that slide up there? What's that? What is it? Southern Cross. That's good spotting. So the Southern Cross, you can see the cross and the little planet above the bottom star. It's on an angle. That's where I needed my little spotter. But it's an amazing thing. Who's been out bush and where there's no lights and looked up at the sky? Woohoo! It's amazing. So if it's a dark night tonight and the light is gone, see if you can see the stars. One of the things that is really an interesting part of today's service is that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So the next slide picks this up. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And when you see the stars in the sky, you can understand something really significant. Now it's interesting, Jesus had a family as well, and he had brothers, and his brothers didn't really believe that he was Jesus the Messiah. And there was this special celebration, Festival of Lights, and they said to Jesus, hey, Jesus, why don't you come along to this festival and stand up and tell everybody you're the Messiah? And Jesus said, nah, I think that's a really bad idea. So Jesus went along in secret. And when he went along there, he could hear all the people talking about him. Hey, who's this Jesus? Is he the Messiah? And he also knew that the authorities were trying to trap him. And so Jesus, a bit like these guys, went in disguise. Now, I'm not sure what he would have worn for a disguise, but people didn't seem to recognize him. So he even was teaching in one of the temples. And when the Pharisees and the scribes asked the guards why they didn't capture Jesus, they said, because no one spoke like Jesus. He knows what he's talking about. So one of the things we're thinking about today, light is really important, because without light, we're in the dark. And kids, what happens when you're in the dark? Who's got up at night? How many times have you got up at night to go to the toilet and it's felt like this? Next slide. Woo! It's a bit scary, isn't it? It's like, what is happening? And I won't talk too much about that. I might scare the kids. But, you know, I don't know about you, but at night if I have to get up and go for a little wee wander, I won't turn any lights on. So it's like, I come back with more bruises and I know what I can do with. But anyway, it's darkness. It is so dark when it's dark, isn't it? When the power goes out, I had to laugh a number of years ago, all the power went out. And then 9 months later, there was a spike in births. So, you know, we're so used to TV and all this other stuff. And when the power goes out and it's dark, very hard to see. So, here we are. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. There'll be no stumbling in the dark with me. And one of the things that Jesus said was, my light, you don't need batteries for. My light is there all the time. But what is my light? Now, next slide. What is the light of Jesus in our lives? What does it look like? I mean, do we have to say, hey, tone down your light. It's too much. Too much Jesus today. I mean, what does Jesus help us see? Does Jesus help us see long distance? Does Jesus help us see through walls? Does Jesus help us see through lies? I mean, is that what the light of Christ does? Does it shine things on things so we suddenly see things differently? What is the light of Jesus really about? It's a really hard thing. How do you describe that to kids? So, kids, this is my best effort of trying to understand what the light looks like. Next slide. And that, I know it's a very boring slide, but it actually tells us something about what that light might look like. Let me read it to you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. All right, take a moment. What word stands out for you out of that scripture reading? Turn to the person next to you. What one stands out? Does anything? Do you like the rejoicing? Can you imagine that? What do you think about the thankfulness? About prayer? Is it about peace? What is it? You got 20 seconds. Go. Turn to the person next to you. Get noisy.
The Lord is near.
What do you think, Dave? Yeah. So the reason I picked this reading for us, because if we're trying to say, well, what does our light look like? Well, it's not like these things up here, is it? But it can be as obvious if there are aspects of how we live. Because we know the difference between when a light is on and when a light is off. We can tell the difference when a light is on and when a light is off. And if some of these things are what actually are the light of Christ in us for the rest of the world, then that's an interesting thing, isn't it? So if we look at the practical application of light, there it is. Now, I'm not sure what you picked out. Gentleness. Yeah. And so that whole idea of not worrying picks up the element of trust. I don't know. So part of what we're trying to think about, and what I liked about the song we sang, I'm the Light of the World, when the shepherds have gone home, that's when the work of Christmas begins. So we are doing the work of Christmas 2,000 years after the event, and it's something we continue to do. Not just simply pack all our Christmas trees away after Christmas Day, but it's something that we continue. And this is the practical stuff that we are trying to do in our world and for each other. Next slide. Here are some images that the song picks up. To find the lost and lonely one, to heal the broken soul with love, to feed the hungry children with warmth and good food, to fill the earth below, the sky above. As someone shared briefly this morning, and I haven't asked permission, so I'll ask for forgiveness, said that Ranella Markets, one of the kids, a family came up and was after one of the little bikes, and he did some adjustments on the bike, and the little boy just wrapped his arms around his legs, and it was just obviously a beautiful gift. You know, we don't need to go overseas to have the poor amongst us and the needy. Next slide. The next verse says, to free the prisoner from their chains, to make the powerful care, to rebuild the nations with strength and goodwill, to see God's children everywhere. One of the gifts of Christmas is that we're all God's children. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter who we are. This is our mission. This is our why. Our next slide. We talk about Christ being the light of the world, but we are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. I'm going to finish with this last slide, which has got a few questions. Getting to the heart of the matter, who can you share the light, rejoicing, gentleness, prayers of gratitude, prayers for others, of Christ with, so others can experience Christmas, the peace of God in their hearts and minds? Just poor, who can you share? Is there one person you can share that with? Yeah. I'm going to ask the kids if they'd like to come forward and give me a hand passing out some baskets. In the basket, there is a star that Varel has done a wonderful job on. And the kids are going to go past. You'll probably get three or four by the time they keep going around. But it's a symbol of Christmas Day, which links us to Easter. So could I have some of the wonderful shepherds and others to come and... Oh, yeah, Pastor Luke, we'll give them... Excuse me, Jesus. All right, we'll even get the kids to do a bit of this stuff. All right, come past and get your hands gelled so you don't contaminate anybody.
Get something wet.
Here we go.
Quick.
Just talk amongst yourself while we get organized. Come on, little shepherds.
Now, get a dribble in your hand.
Gel first. Here we go.
Once you've got a dribble in your hand, rub it together. Now, take a basket.
Sorry?
You don't have to rub it all over your arm.
No. Just a hand. It's not sunscreen.
Take just a basket and hand it. You've got to hand one of those cards. Take the basket and shake. Have you got hand sanitizer?
Yep. Give one to... go past people and give them one out of the basket. Here's a few more. There's one for you. Here's one here. Here's one. Got another one, Sam.
Here's one.
Go past, and if someone hasn't got one, you give them to you, okay?
Give them a
someone
star.
Go down the back. There you go.
Give them a star.
Yep, good job.
Thank you.
So the idea is when you get these cards, it's almost like a postcard of love. Who could you give this to this Christmas? Neighbor? Family? I don't know. Who is it that you could share this point of love with? Put your hands up if you haven't had a card. There you go, Sam, down the back there, bud. Okay, Rob, I reckon we're almost back to the time when we can conclude, mate. So again, thank you for participating in today's service. Put your hand up if you haven't got a card, and the kids will come around and give you one. And a special thank you for all those involved so far.
Finished?
I can sort that.
Thank you very much. You're going to take one? You have to take one. We're going to finish by singing the chorus, verse 1, and the chorus again of We Three Kings, Star of Wonder. We were at practice on... believe it or not, we do practice. We were at practice on Thursday night, and we found out that if you are walking out of this church, you are heading west. Westward leading still, guide us to thy... see that? The star is guiding us. So when you walk out, walk west, wearily walk west, think of that. So what we'll do is we'll sing just the chorus, verse and chorus. We'll have the benediction, and then just as we go out, or as we walk out, we will lead you in singing the chorus again, Star of Wonder, Star of Night. Westward leading. One, two, three, one, two, three.
As you go from this place, know that the light of Christ shines in you and through you. May you go and be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Together.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect life.
And again,
guide us to thy perfect life.
Once more,
guide us to thy perfect life.
Okay, round of applause. Thank you very much. Good job. Thank you, Robert.